Boker Tov, everyone. We are on page 2286, Sibin Reish, Chaf, Ches over here. A lot of Lumais over here. Viter in the Bracha of Osa Maisa Bracious over here about natural phenomenon that occur, things that we're going to see that we're supposed to be in awe about and appreciate. And once again, appreciate Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. And then we say the Bracha of Osa Maisa Bracious, things that Kadosh Baruch Hu has created. We have to discuss all these different types of different things we're going to make a Bracha. Says the Mechaber over here. Based once again on the Gemara and Brachas Daf Gendala, they list all these different things, and we have to understand what these things exactly are, and what to make a bracha on, what not to make a bracha on. There's a lot of lemais over here. Al yamim unaharos, harim mugvos, mitbaros, omer brachatash, and we call lamose, maisa bracious. So, on different bodies of water, and harim ugvos, which we're gonna have to think, what is a har, what's a giva, umitbarot, and on deserts, you make the bracha of osa maisa bracious. And then it brings down, as it's brought down in the Gemara over there, that alayam hagodol, hu ayam shomrim b'al eretz yisrael mitzrayim brachatash shomrim b'cholam, osa ayam hagodol. So that doesn't say all that over there. And why are we discussing only over there? Alayam hagodol. On the yam hagodol, the bracha is osa ayam hagodol. So on a regular yam, okay, on body of water, it's osa maisa bracious, and the yam hagodol is sha'osa es hayam hagodol. Okay? That's very nice. Now, that's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda over there in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda tells us Al Yama Gadol Baruch Shasa is Yama Gadol, and we understand that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is not disagreeing with the Chachamim. It's just being Mosif on Divrei Chachamim, and therefore the Chachamim would agree. And therefore, as we see over here, we paskin that on the Yama Gadol, we make a bracha Shasa is Yama Gadol. The obvious question we have to ask ourselves first is, what is the Yama Hagadol? What is the Yama Gadol? So you see over here, the Mechaber is passing like the Shita of the Rambam, and that is on the Mediterranean, same the Yam HaTichon. That's what the Chazal is referring to, the Yam HaGadol. Okay, it's a very, very large Yam, the Mediterranean Sea. Okay, so therefore, that is called the Yam HaGadol. That is what you make a bracha, a special bracha, Sha'as Yam HaGadol, not Osa Maisa Bracious, rather Sha'as Yam HaGadol. However, the Rush disagrees with this. The Rush holds that it's referring to the oceans. Okay, it's referring to the oceans, the Pacific and the Atlantic, all the oceans end up coming together. Anyways, the big water, bodies of water that surround the world, over that's what referring to the Sha'asa as a Yama Gadol, and it is brought down over here in Sivkatan Base, in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, first he explains the Shita of the Mechaber, Benikur Yama Gadol Minei Chashivuso Shal Eretz Yisrael. It's called the Yama Gadol because of the Chashivus of Eretz Yisrael. It's the largest body of water connected to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that's why it's called the Yam HaGadol. However, Aval, Harbi Achronim Pligi Al Mechaber. Many Achronim disagree with the Mechaber of Srilu. Did Davka Al Yam Akyonus. Okay? Only on the ocean, Shu Yam HaGadol B'Shkola Yamim. Shemaki V'Tkola Olam, and it surrounds the whole world. Alav Kamu Bracha B'Vnei Atzlu B'Vnei Godlo. It's not only referring to the Atlantic Ocean, also the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean, the Arctic Ocean. All the oceans, you would go ahead and be able to say the Baruch Hashama Ashasa Yam HaGadol. That is what the Mishnah Brahma Yam Shovrim Bo Eretz Yisrael Lo Nikol Inin Ze Yam HaGadol. It's not called Inin Ze Yam HaGadol. Baruch Lekva Ashar Yamim Osam Aisa Bracious. Okay, so that is what the Mishnah Berurah sounds like over here. He is passing you. He says, Aval Arbei Achronim. Sounds like the Mishnah Berurah says, this is the Iker Shita. And only on this, you go ahead and make the Baruch Hashasa Ashasa Yam HaGadol. I believe we pass it. Okay, even according to the Shita, says the Mediterranean Sea is Yama Gadol, for sure the oceans are also Yama Gadol. Okay, also say the Bracha Shas Yama Gadol on those. And therefore, Lumaisa, for Ashkenazim, really you should be only saying a Shas Yama Gadol L'chumra on the oceans, that we would say Shas Yama Gadol, but on the Mediterranean Sea, it should really be Osa Maisa Bracious. Comes though, Rishon Zalman Orbach, quoted in Sefer Halicha Shlomo. It's also in the Minchas Yitzchak, says the same idea, Kaf Gimel, Kaf Tes in Halicha Shlomo, where Rishon Zalman is the following chat. And he says, since really, you see over here, the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam, the Ramat, who doesn't disagree, also Paskin like the Rambam, that in the Mediterranean Sea, you're supposed to say Shas is Yalim HaGadol. Therefore, if you're traveling on the coast of Eretz Yisrael, whether you're going to Nario, or you're going to Netanya, or all these places, Ashkelon, all these places, where you're going to see the Yam HaGadol, when you see the Yam HaGadol, says Rishon Zalman, you make the Bracha, Falin Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem L'Yam HaGadol, Osa Maisa Breishis, Vishasa Sayama Gadol, you add it in at the end, because now it's not a problem, because Even though Osam Ayis Beris is not wrong part of the bracha, because it's also shaykh to the Yama Gadol, you just add in the world, Shas is the Yama Gadol also, the chap in the other shita, and it's not Safik Bracha Levatal over here, because you also said Osam Ayis Beris over here, and you're not massive between the bracha and the Osam Ayis Beris, you're putting in after Osam Ayis Beris. That's Rosh Shlomo Zalman's chap over here, what one should do when he sees the Yama Gadol. Okay, so that is, that is the psak over here. On oceans, we say Shasa Yama Gadol. On the Mediterranean Sea, we would say Osam Ayis Beris V'Shasa Yama Gadol. Okay, and that would be Lamais. That's what it would be Lamais. Now, in terms of other rivers, okay, let's just see Siv Beis before we go back to talk about the other things. Let's just see over here, Siv Beis is important also. Lo Kol HaNa'arus Ma'amavarich, he can't make the bracha on all bodies of water. El Arba Naharus Tiksiv Mikra, only on the four bodies of water that's mentioned, the Psukim, Kamal Chidekel, Upras, the Euphrates, V'chulei, V'chulei, all the other ones that are mentioned in the Torah, those you can make the bracha. Why, once again, so long as they're still in the place where they were originally, and people did it was not a man-made way of transferring the water to another location, or be mamshich the river to another location, if they mamshich to another location, we would not go ahead and say the bracha on that new location, only in the original location. Okay, what's special about these four rivers? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkun Dalet, Lav dafka, it doesn't mean to say these bedafka. Elahu adin kol naharos and gedolos kmo elo dal naharos. They have to be large bodies of water. Vishya yuduim shem yimei breishis kmo elo v'nisavu acher kach. It's no, they are created with creation and they not be created afterwards. Okay, so therefore halach lemais is the fount. And the Kinneret, and obviously we already saw a book about the Yama Tichon. You are definitely going to yes. Make the bracha of Osam Ayis Beris. When you see the Kinneret, Kinneret going toward Tveria, to the Golan, and you see the Kinneret, you say the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Osam Ayis Beris. By the way, all these brachas, even if you see them in a distance, you're allowed to make the bracha, but the post can be done. Better make the bracha when you're close enough, you are more in awe of it, you see in a better, your better view of yours, that's the best time to make the bracha. But you can make the bracha even if it's far away, Lamaisi would not be able to make the bracha. Now, so the Kinneret, and the Yama Tichon, for sure you're going to make the bracha. What about the Yama Melech? So based on Rashi in Breishis, Yudalad Gimel, he tells us that the Yama Melech was not created from Sheishis Yamei Breishis, and it was only after the whole Maisa was done, and Amora, that's where Yama Melech was created, and therefore, according to Rashi, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, it's not created from Sheishis Yamei Breishis, you do not make the bracha on the Yama Melech, since the bracha is Osa Maisa Breishis, has to be from Maisa Breishis. Okay, other posts can disagree with it. They hold it does not have to be from Maisa Breishis. Rabbi Yashemel, he can make the bracha on Yama Melech, and therefore I did see some there suggest the following. As we just saw also in the Mechaber that you make the bracha on a Midbar, on a desert, so one of those deserts you make a bracha of Osa Maisa Breishis is on Midbar Yehuda, when you're traveling across the Kvish Bika. Let's say, the Kvish Bika, you come to Midbar Yehuda, and in certain locations you could see Midbar Yehuda, and you could see the Yama Melech also. So you could go to a location where you could see both of them at the same time, and you could say, on Osam Ayisa Bereshis, and Kavana, and both of those in case the Yama Melech also requires a bracha. Okay, so that's in terms of the Yama Melech. That's on the rivers of Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, what about all the rivers in the Mississippi, the Michigan rivers? So the Mississippi and the Lake Michigan and things like this, right? Big rivers. So a lot of posts say that you could go ahead and make a bracha also on those. But some of them are created. There's no reason not to think they were created, not created in Osam Ayis Beris. We have a Rashi telling you that it was not created by Ayis Beris. So that's different by all of these, because so many say that you could go ahead and make a bracha on Lake Ontario and all these gigantic rivers that are outstanding things, and you make a bracha also on those. Okay, so that is in terms of the bodies of water. When you go to bracha, obviously traveling here in Eretz Yisrael, it's a bracha that's going to be very common. However, as the Mishnah Berurah does say, over here, back in that same Sikkun we saw before, in the end of Sikkun base, Vida, they call a bracha, Sa'elo Einon Elo Kishirata Mishloshim Yom L'Shloshim Yom. You can only make this bracha once in 30 days. Now, Rosh Shlomo Zalman once again points out, this is only if you see the same body of water. You saw the Kinneret, and within 30 days, you travel back and you see the Kinneret again. So then you would not make the bracha of osa meisa breishis when you see the kinneret again. But if you saw the kinneret, but you didn't see the yamatichon, the next time you're going to see the yamatichon, you are going to go ahead and make the bracha on the yamatichon again. The same thing, even if you're traveling an airplane. You're traveling an airplane, you're going to travel over the oceans, okay? You can make a bracha on the ocean, okay? And you're going to be traveling over the yamatichon. So if you haven't seen it within 30 days, or you saw one of them and not the other one, you can make a bracha on the second one and not again on the first one. That's the psak of Rosh Hashanah. It's similar to what we saw by the base kfaros earlier on in the simanim. We saw by the base kfaros, you don't make a bracha within 30 days. That's only on the same base kfaros. If you see a different base kfaros, then Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that you go ahead and make a bracha again on the second base kfaros. Okay, so that is what comes out of the mice. Does say is if someone lives next to base kfaros and in that or next to the Kinneret, he lives in Tveria. So even if he's away for 30 days and he comes back and sees the Kinneret again, then he would not make a bracha because he's not going to be mipal from seeing the Kinneret again because he lives by the Kinneret or he lives by that base kvaros. If he didn't see Har Zeisim for 30 days, we would make a bracha on Har Zeisim. But a different base kvaros, he holds you make a bracha. Different body of water, you go ahead and make a bracha on over there.
You know, like, the Kinneret, I went on a boat. How many years ago? 60. It's a rabbosa. On a boat. From Tveria to Enger before 67. And the boat is full of the kids. Now, Boaz was sitting with his wife, and he's sitting in the Chabosin of the Nazman, because Tolid is there. And he said to me, Bochum, come on, come sit next to me. And he was, you know, what he's sitting is, his Meir and his Kabbalah, and not his kids. I said to him, listen, Bochum, here. Kinneret is Be'er Miriam, is the Indian and Pikamone, we saw the Kinneret.
Right.
And then when we got to Kibbutz and Gabriel to be the border, they wanted to talk to the Kibbutz. He said to us, Bochum, stay with me. He's talking to the princess in the Kibbutz. He's not an Indian to go. But then he said, very interesting, he's not a Indian. He said, I feel that Shmutz the Kershim and Hatzahim, the Barat of Shriyot,
okay. Very, very interesting. Okay, so that's in terms of rivers, we've covered that. And we said, mentioned before, also on Midbar, if you see a Midbar, you haven't seen Midbar Yehuda for 30 days, you make a bracha on Midbar Yehuda, the same thing in the Sahara Desert, all the big deserts in the world, a very large desert, those of you go ahead and make a bracha. Now, in terms of Harim Ugvos, Harim Ugvos, the question is, what is a har and what's a giva? Okay, what's Harim Ugvos? And if you look in the postgame over here, you see that there's a lot discussed over here, what exactly Ugvos? If you want to translate, I think a lot of the English will translate it as mountains and hills. Okay, that can't be the right translation because no one's going to make a bracha on a hill. If you have a small hill, that's not a bracha they're going to be. That's not something that some people are mipoil from. So a mountain for sure. On Appalachians and the Mount Rushmore and all these gigantic mountains of the world, for sure you're going to make the bracha on Har Hermon. Also, the post can say we make the bracha on Har Hermon. Okay, very very large mountains. You know what's the difference between a har and a giva? So I saw a couple of different papers, and some say that the difference is between mountains that have metals growing in it versus mountains that don't, give us without metals. Okay, the Gra writes. Okay, Gra writes in a couple of different places that the difference is a mountain is a very large mountain that is sharp at the top, like the Appalachian Mountains, okay? And a giva is something that's a large mountain, but it's more flat, okay? It's more flat, and that's why they get different names, and therefore they go ahead, and that's the difference between an ahar and a giva. I did see also that someone had claimed that ahar is a mountain, and a giva is rock formations. You have different places in the world that have beautiful rock formations that's naturally, the rocks came out in different beautiful designs. Okay, I believe here in Eretz Yisrael has something called Hagamal or something. Something that's the rock formation that looks like, exactly like a camel. Things like this, you go ahead and make a bracha on this based on these different rock formations. Okay, those are the different opinions over here. Al Har Ugvos, definitely the big mountains of the world. You would definitely make a bracha on Har Hermon. You can make the bracha of Osa Maisa Bracious. Once again, the same 30-day things apply over here. What about other natural things that are not mentioned there? Most namely, What about on beautiful waterfalls? Waterfalls are not mentioned over here. So like this, Ravadia held something brachos lahakol. You're not going to make it. It's not mentioned over here. However, many, many poskim hold that if it's a beautiful waterfall like Niagara Falls, okay, Niagara Falls, you have a lot of different reasons, perhaps like that. Many, many poskim did themselves even make the bracha. I in Niagara Falls of Osam Isabrachis, other large waterfalls also perhaps would be all the same things. You can go ahead and make a bracha on these things. Yeah.
The day and the night is two different
views. It's
making
it's the same thing. It's different. I don't know. I'm not sure. Last thing over here is Steve Gimel. V'loa kol hari u'gvos, as we just said, not on whole hari u'gvos, b'varech al-daf kol hari u'gvos, ha-mishunim v'nikeres gvuras abori b'hem, it's definitely the mountains that, again, there's lots of mountains in the world, only ones that you would definitely see the gvura of a Kadosh Baruch Hu through these mountains, those are the mountains you go ahead and make the bracha of osam isibrations, things that normally people are misbal from, so that is, these are very, very lumaiso, things that come up all the time, l'adshem adkan for today.